Hi, I'm Amy Leung, Certified Life Coach for Women, and you are listening to Episode 4 of Soul Care Saturday, a weekly podcast on the caring of our souls. For those that are listening for the first time, this podcast uncovers just the top layer of soul caring, of this deep nourishing of our inner lives, and it was first inspired by two things. One, a quote I had came across by C.S. Lewis that inspired me to think of myself not just having a soul, but being a soul. The other inspiration for this podcast was out of my own need to make space during this very unique season of unprecedented change and uncertainty. None of us, not even professionals in the mental health care world, are immune to the impact that this season can have on humanity. It's tempting to look for comfort, consistency, and stability in things like the media, the internet, relationships, and food. But none of these things can move us forward and ground us because they are not designed to nourish soul-filled beings. So, this space, though imperfect and small, is intended to inspire you to make room for the caring of your soul and to practice courage in the form of vulnerability, of looking inward at the thoughts and feelings that are sitting uncomfortably inside of you. I'm a firm believer of this truth. Go deeper, move forward. There is no shortcut. You cannot rush to clarity. You cannot rush to discernment when your inner life feels cluttered. Here's what I tell my kids whenever they get overwhelmed by having to clean up the clutter in their rooms or a big mess in the house. Every mess is cleanable, and you don't have to do it alone. We can do this together, even if it looks like me cheering you on, telling you that you've got this. So, to those of you who are currently sitting in the messiness of life, you've got this. Now let's get into this week's topic, curiosity. If you haven't listened to episode 3 or previous episodes, you can take a listen via the link in my post on Facebook or the link that maybe a friend sent you, or find the link in my bio on Instagram. Last week, I shared a bit about courage as being something we do in the spaces we create for soul caring. I offer 3 action steps for you to practice. One is originally from episode 1, and it was to find and commit a time to be still once a day or once a week, even if just for a few minutes. Action step number 2 was to practice just showing up and to show up consistently, even if it looks like taking a few minutes to breathe in deeply and a few minutes to pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings. And then the third action step is the latest one from last week's episode, where I had encouraged you to start where you are and practice naming the things that might be holding you down, holding you back, and hardening your heart. I gave a few questions to guide you through the process and to put language around them. Questions like, what's clear to me right now? What do I know to be true about how I've been feeling and thinking? What negative thoughts are currently holding me down and holding me back? And I had shared last week that we can see confession not as the scary experience, but as a way of softening the heart in order to show up stronger and braver. Today, I like to talk about curiosity, and I'm going to put my great brave on and share with you something I've personally been struggling with, and how curiosity has been a powerful tool for me to get through the struggles. So if you follow me on at Amy Life Coaching on Facebook and IG, you know that I create doodles and paper collages and I share encouraging quotes through them. On Friday, I had posted a picture of myself when I was little, and I'd share that by the time I was 4, I had already believed that I was not good enough. You know, it is true that you can know in your head that you are greatly loved and accepted, but not believe it in your soul. This was me for the longest time. Certain relationships, cultural influences, and negative experiences from my past had formed this lens that I saw myself through. And I had been unaware of this until I had my own children, and those old wounds and unhealthy ways of showing up in uncertain times were reappearing in my life and coming out in my parenting. I have clear memories from childhood into adulthood where I didn't feel safe enough to be myself. I was told I was too sensitive, too dramatic, too nice, I go too deep too fast, and I was told I was too emotional. Being told you are too blank is just another way of saying you are not enough. And that's how I had felt. Growing up, I also loved art and creating things, but there were incidents and people that made me feel that my art was not good enough. And I had taken on this false narrative that if what I create isn't good enough for others, then I must not be good enough. People, especially children, can experience shame as trauma. And this was so true for me and this narrative I had formed in my life. Well, fast forward to today, I've spent the last decade healing my deepest wounds and learning to care for that little girl in me the way she's always wanted to be cared for. And by the way, if you resonate with any of this, if any of this hits your spirit or some place in you, I want you to know that it's never too late to love and heal the little kid, tween, or teenager inside of you. This is true. So, through therapy, a loving faith community, coaching, hard but healing conversations with my family, including my parents, and through soul caring, I've reshaped the lens in which I see myself through. And the impact of this is that I can now show up in the world more authentically, more freely. And this new lens in which I see myself through, I also see the world through. And what I have been able to see is so much wider, grander, deeper, and more hopeful than what I was able to see before. Now, here's the other side of this reality. I am not perfect, and in the fullness of my humanity, I am still very flawed and I make mistakes. Now in my 40s, I feel like I'm finally deep into the stage of healing where I am practicing what I have grown to believe is true about myself, which is that even in the messiness of life, I am enough. And what I create is beautiful because I am beautifully and wonderfully made. So on a personal level, this is a big part of why I have been showing up every week on this podcast, and it's why I have been creating art and sharing it on social media. I show up in hopes of blessing others. I also show up because this is the stuff I am practicing and will forever continue to live into. Learning to live into our authenticity is part of our purpose here, and it's what I'm practicing daily. So it is so much easier to care for others and to tell another person that they are worthy and wonderful, but me showing up like this has been so incredibly vulnerable and hard because there is always the chance that someone will reject this true version of me. So rewind a bit to last Saturday. Honestly, it was an emotional struggle for me. I was wrestling hard with these old lies. I was reverting back to that need to feel received and be accepted when I shared last week's episode on confession. My inner critic had shown up as soon as I had hit that share button, and those old lies started creeping back in, saying, "You're too sensitive. This is too deep. No one wants to hear this." And then I had this thought, "Amy, it's the 4th of July, and you just invited people to listen to a podcast on confession. That's so not cool." And, you know, there is truth in that. And I can look back and find humor in it now. Now that I am recentered, refocused, and I'm moving forward with all that I've learned to be true. But how did I get from that place of negativity to where I am now? The how begins with curiosity. In the past, before I knew who my true self was, I would just sulk in the lies and be overwhelmed by negative thoughts and feelings. The only tools I had to deal with the discomfort was to turn to things like food, watching TV, shopping, and for me, it was also in caring for others and turning my attention onto others and their needs. But I've learned that we don't have to be scared of big feelings if we see them as just ways our souls are communicating to us about how we need to care for ourselves. We can move through the big waves of emotions if we get curious. Last week, I talked about confessions. But actually, curiosity is needed before confession and throughout the whole soul caring process. And really, what curiosity does is it leads us to clarity, which leads to hope. Asking yourself the right questions can help you get to the real stuff underneath. When my inner critic showed up, I turned to family and friends and asked for prayer and help processing. And I made space to care for my soul, to sit with the uncomfortable thoughts and emotions, and first call out, confess what I was experiencing. So ironically, what I shared last week, I ended up having to practice myself. I had to confess. I had to get vulnerable enough to name the lies and fears that were showing up. And then I got curious by asking questions like, what is contributing to my feelings? What does this mean to me? What is it I really fear? Living in uncertainty is hard. All of us right now are experiencing this to a certain extent. The world right now seems like a big, massive, cluttered mess. But here's the good news. Just because the world is a mess doesn't mean your inner life needs to be too. You have a choice. You can make space to be courageous through your vulnerability and let curiosity lead you toward clarity to still shine in the darkest places of the season. Real growth begins with us getting curious about what's at the root of our feelings and behaviors. Because here's something true. You can't deal with the messes outside of you in healthy ways if you are not dealing with the clutter and pain inside of you. So, as always, I'm going to leave you with action steps to practice for this week. 1. Show up consistently once a day or once a week for just 5 minutes or more. Challenge yourself and add to this time if you can. 2. Confess the feelings and thoughts that you can name, especially the ones that are uncomfortable. 3. Get curious before, throughout. Get curious. Move through the uncertainty and uneasiness of the negative stuff. Once you're able to name the feelings and thoughts, ask yourself questions like, what is contributing to my feelings? What does this mean to me? What might be possible fears and lies attached to this? Now, I want to make clear that these suggestions I make are not a full reflection of all that this deep self-caring entails. It's not a full and true reflection of what a coaching session is like, and it's certainly not therapy, but it's a good place to start. We are uncovering the top layer of this practice of soul caring, and so keep that in mind and give yourself a lot of grace as you try it out. Okay, that's it for this episode. May you be encouraged that you are not alone in your mess. May you be encouraged to show up bravely by leaning into the uncomfortable, by showing up vulnerably and honestly with yourself. And may you have hope that what you are experiencing now is not forever and that every mess is cleanable, one step at a time. I'll leave you with one more thing. One thing that I really live by is this. Your next right step does not have to be perfect. What it needs to be is honest and brave. Thank you for listening.